Simen Kuf Ayin Vav Halacha Zayin. Nebachas Yadayim, hand towels. Nebachas Yemekanakim Boyas Arachitza. And similarly, bath towels. Nebachas Yashulchan Shaychan Lav and a tablecloth like Yeritzaba and similar. Vachin Sha'al Ashulchan Beis Aknes as well as the covering the table in the shul. Shekarnar Lav, which we read the Torah on. Asum Rishon Klayim are also to be used if they're made from Klayim. Yesh Vilon also Lassum Klayim. Similarly, it's also to make a curtain from Kalayim. Aval Perechus is now Aron Kodesh, but a Perechus that's hung in front of the Aron Kodesh Mutter, it's Mutter to be of Kalayim. The concern that one might wrap himself in a curtain for warmth does not apply in the case of a Perechus. Halacha Ches. Agal Sheish Lehem Michse regarding vehicles, which literally are covered wagons, Shasarim Holchem Hem, in which noblemen travel, Yeshem Mechupim Mipifnim. Some of them have interiors that are covered big day tzemer with woolen cloth, shehen klayim, that's klayim. Kimistama nisbru b'chutei pishtun, we presumably assume that they're stitched with linen thread. Motu lechasam, it's motu to travel in them, uvat shizar shalei lihisham b'tzdadim, provided that one is careful not to lean on the sides of the vehicle, shehen klayim, that there, where there's this klayim covering of the interior walls. In Kol Shkain Shizar, certainly one must be careful, Shalot HaShavetz Al-Karim, not to sit on the vehicle's cushion seat, Shehen Klayim, that are presumably made of Klayim. Yesh Matirim, and some are mat to this. Afir Lishal Al-Karim, even if to sit on the seated cushions, Kevin Shasuyim Ba'ifin, since they're made in such a manner, Shehen Nechpafim Al-Tzideh Adam, they do not become curled up against the sides of the person who sit on them, and they stay rigid, and it's not considered a beged. Simikov Ayin Zayin Hachas Bechor Behemoth Tahara, the halachas of a Bechor, the firstborn kosher animal. Halacha Aleph. Yisrael Shiyadolai Behemoth Tahara Shaloi Bechor, a Jew whose kosher domestic animal, let's say his cow, his sheep, or goat, gave birth to a male offspring. Mitzvah Lakdisha, it's a mitzvah to be Makdashit. Relemer Harize Kodesh, and say, this is Kodesh. And then it says in Dvarim, Takdish La Hashem Lekecha, every firstborn male that's born in your cattle and in your flock, you shall be makdash to Hashem. V'im lekdish, if it was not makdash, miskadash me'elov merechem, it's automatically makodesh on its own once it leaves its mother's womb, which is at birth. In the kayim, we give it to the kayim. Bein shu'tam, whether it's unblemished men, shenafa by mum, or it incurred a blemish that disqualified from bringing it as a carbon, or even if it was born with a blemish. However, one should not give it to the kayim while it's still very young. Shein zu gedula kayim, for this is not a distinction for the kayim. The 24 kahanic gifts, matanas, given in an arm away, have to be given like given to a king. Giving a bechor to a kayim while it's still very young does not meet the standard, because raising such an animal it becomes a expense and a toil for the kayim. Rather, the owners must tend to it until it matures somewhat. That is, for small animals, 30 days. And for large animals, 50 days. If there's no kayin available, he has to continue to tend to it until he can give it to a kayin.